All right, welcome back to the second half of the Financial Insider. And today we were in the first half talking about the different types of life insurance. And Eric gave a really good description of the different types, if you weren't listening. But now we want to bring some real life scenarios to it. And kind of, if you find yourself in one of these camps, we're trying to bring awareness. So the first one is just really young families. If you're a young family, you have kids in the house up to age 18, this is something that you should listen to and get yourself covered, because you never know what could potentially happen. And you have colleges and mortgages still, to pay for, and cars and credit card bills and all of that stuff that's really fun to talk about.
Right. And the good news is, the younger you are and the healthier you are, the less expensive the insurance is going to be. So as you start out, little bit younger in life, you're starting your family. Now, that's also the bad news is that's also the time that you have the most financial obligations.
Right.
So when you start thinking about, what do I need? What would my spouse use these funds for?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you still owe on the two cars. You still have that mortgage that you're nowhere near paying off. You still want to set aside enough to pay for those kids' college when they get to that age. So you have a large financial obligations, as you're younger, and you have to really take into consideration, how do I cover the costs of all those different things if I'm not here? Or how does my wife or my husband, if the wife is the primary breadwinner, how are they going to take care of all this? And in addition to now understanding that if I'm gone, we lose that source of income. But that other spouse, who, if they're a homemaker, a stay-at-home dad, now they're going to have extra expenses on top of that.
Oh, that's right. I mean, childcare alone, if somebody had to go back to work, and in my case, I'll just use myself as an example. We have three young children. If something happened to me and we didn't have life insurance and my wife had to work outside of the home, she would spend just as much money on childcare as she would be bringing in.
That's right.
And I can't even imagine what financial devastation would be for us if we weren't covered. And again, you just never know. Life, you just don't know. And so I think the key that would take away here, Eric, is that most people avoid the subject because they think either I can't get it or it's too expensive. And the reality of it is, most people can get more coverage for what won't even impact their family budget.
Yeah.
And we always talk about investing in this and the other, but we kind of preempted it by not saying, look, you got to protect what you do have. And you make sure that if something happens to somebody, that plan can move forward.
Right. And sometimes that, we start introducing, sales language, where we might say, can you afford to not have it?
Yeah.
And it sounds, real campy to say things like that. But when you see how many people out there, how many folks who are probably listening today, don't have any life insurance, you start wondering, something happens to you. You're driving down the road and you go through a green light, but the Coca-Cola truck or some large 18 wheel vehicle is coming from the other direction. They blow through a red light, they T-bone your car, and now you're history.
Well, and to that point, Eric, is that, life insurance isn't just in death. And one of the things that the insurance industry has done over the last probably decade or so is really introduce contracts that where if you were to be terminally diagnosed with something, you can actually access the funds of your life insurance policy prior to your death.
That's right.
And I think it's very key, because we've had several clients utilize those benefits. And it was cancer in I think two of the cases that we had, where the clients had $500,000 and was it $750,000 death benefit policies, and they were able to utilize that coverage because they had been diagnosed or by a medical professional that they had less than maybe it was 12 or 24 months to live. And that really helped the families out. And so, these policies have really evolved with the needs. So if you have a policy that was written in the mid-90s or 90s, they don't have these types of new benefits where you can access your death benefit and access them tax-free.
That's right.
It's very key. And again, what we talked about before is a lot of these policies are less expensive than what was purchased 20, 25 years ago.
Right.
So, if you've bought something like that, give us a call.
Right. And what we'll do too is we'll customize it to the need.
Yeah.
You know, so say for example, you have a nice insurance benefit through your work,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's not enough to cover that mortgage.
Right.
Well, let's just get you a policy that covers your mortgage
if
something happens to you.
Right. It's not one size fit all advice is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we customize it. It's one of those things that we just want to make sure that you're thinking of, and at least bring it to your attention. You know, if you're already retired, but you don't want to saddle your family with some kind of huge expense. You know, the cost of a funeral these days is up into $14,000, $15,000,
mm-hmm.
and that's cash. And that funeral director, they don't care that you're gone. They want to get paid.
Well, there's no question. And I think that kind of leads into the next segment here on life insurance, which is protecting assets. So probably over the last 7, 8, 10 years, the industry has brought out certain protections with those life insurance policies, whereby more and more of our population is aging.
Right.
So more and more people are facing long-term care costs. I know our family is facing it right now with a family member, and everybody's trying to figure out how do you pay for this stuff. So if you have assets right. and want to protect those, because as you all know, before the government will pay for you, you have to spend down your assets.
Right. And if you're disabled.
Yep.
The cost of any type of coverage is going to just skyrocket. You know, there are all types of nursing homes, assisted living facilities.
And they want to be paid.
That's right. They're very, I think most people are getting the idea these days that the health coverage costs when you get to be that in an older age where, you know, your last stop in life might be that assisted living facility,
mm-hmm.
and the medications that are involved.
You're talking maybe upwards of $10,000 a month.
That's right.
And so the question, some of these policies now allow you to access, if you're not able to perform two of the six, activities of daily living, just your normal stuff, bathing and dressing and eating, those sorts of things. If you can't do those, you can now access your life insurance benefit to help you pay for the services that you may need.
That's right.
And I think that those
if you plan on that.
Yeah, if you do, yeah.
Because if you have a policy mm-hmm. and that hasn't crossed your mind yet, then you might have the wrong policy.
Right. Yes. You have to. They have to be the type that allows for it. And again, if it's an older policy, I can assure you it just isn't going to do it.
Right.
It's got to be one that has that feature on it and is recognized by the IRS as one that allow you to access those benefits on a tax-free basis for that need. And so, again, what people don't realize is that what you're paying right now, you could probably get a policy because costs on insurance have come down over time. You'd be really surprised what better benefits you can get for the same dollar.
Right. And again, do it. The younger you are and the healthier you are, those costs are going to at least be minimized. You can't get rid of them.
No.
Fact of life right there. It's going to cost you to get that type of coverage. But we could at least strategize and only get the amount of coverage that you really need in terms of the death benefit.
Right.
And
protect your other assets.
Right.
I mean, really,
protect
that's what we're doing. For
so
folks
that,
out there listening that have assets, pay special attention to this, because the last thing you want to do is work your whole life, build up a nice pot of money that you're going to retire or transfer to the next generation, and then end up giving it to a nursing home.
Right. These days, the average stay at a nursing home is about 2.5 years.
Yeah, and a couple $100,000.
And at least a couple $100,000. Yeah. And believe me, hopefully that isn't your last stop, and you actually are able to leave that nursing home and get back into your home. But that's not the statistics, right? So we have to really, hope isn't a plan. We'll say that over and over again on this show. You have to really sit back and say, am I insured enough? Is my family going to be taken care of? Are they going to run out of money if something happens to me? And it's a simple problem to solve.
And I think the reality is the sooner you address the problem with life insurance, the less expensive it is. So the longer you wait, folks, the more an insurance solution is going to cost you. And so the key is start young. Start as young as you can.
As young as you can. And understand that you're going to have to budget for it.
But again, a lot of these things, Eric, are not, they don't even make a dent in family budgets.
But it's that important.
It should be
one of those, guaranteed. I'm making that payment.
You insure
this month.
Your car and your home, right?
That's right.
So why not your life or your income?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's so often overlooked. Yeah. So ask yourself this: how many times has my car insurance agent asked me about life insurance or disability insurance? And I can tell you, I've had it. Nobody's ever asked me.
Right.
So, you know, really those are the types of things that financial planners, financial advisors are more expertise or expert in.
Right.
And I think, again, call us at Novus FG, because if you have one of these types of plans, we might be able to improve what you currently have. And if you have nothing at all, we definitely need to get you on track figuring out how to protect yourself.
That's right. So think about, you know, the disability coverage plan that you have, if you have one at all. Think about the life insurance. You know, what, as you're looking at your policy, is it a term policy? And when does that term end? Is it an index universal life, a universal life, a variable universal life?
There's so many types.
What do you have? And is it really the right policy for this stage of your life?
Yeah. Dan, anything you want to add to that notion?
No, I think
we're not going to sit here all day and not talk.
I think that you guys have done a pretty good job.
You're not getting off the hook, Dan.
Of hitting on it.
I mean, folks, it looks like he went golfing today. He's all dressed in his nice shorts.
I think the key here is it's not a one size fits all type of plan, right? It's you know, somebody wants to cover their mortgage, they can do that. If you're older and you're worried about final expenses, there's a plan for that. And there's some very specific uses for life insurance just because of the tax code and the way that you're allowed to take money in and out of these things. Real estate investors, for instance, there's a huge call for this, you know, infinite banking concept or bank on yourself. And a lot of that is developed around different uses for life insurance. So I think the important part is know what you want it to do, or work with a professional to determine what you want it to do and design it to do that.
That's right. And more often than not, folks, if somebody, say you have an advisor right now and they haven't asked you about this yet, then it's probably because they don't themselves want to deal with it.
Right. It's not a great subject, but we do need to talk about it. Ask the tough questions and get yourself to a situation where you're comfortable with your risk, because we all have these risks. And if you're not talking about them, then you need to talk about them.
That's
I think we're kind of up against the time frame here, Eric. So,
yeah. So you know, all that said, Mark, you know, join us next week, you know, folks, for another episode of the Financial Insider. Remember, the Novus Group, your best interest is our only interest. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. If you'd like to learn how these principles can be applied to your retirement plan, then just give us a call at 833-NOVUS-FG. That's 833-NOVUS-FG. Or visit us at novusfg.com. Also, tune into our future Financial Insider shows every week, and you'll hear how we explore these fundamental truths in more detail with actual cases that we've experienced. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Insider Show, where Eric, Mark, and Dan share the principles of their safe and secure money system with you. If you would like to learn how these principles can be applied to your financial life, give them a call at 833-NOVUS-FG or visit their website, novusfg.com. Tune into future shows as they expand on the three universal truths of money by sharing with you real-life examples of the safe and secure money system at work for their clients. Enjoy the rest of your day, and remember, at Novus Financial Group, your best interest is our only interest. The content of this radio show is informational and educational and does not constitute financial advice.